Let's pray. Father, it is just so good to be here. You are our Father and our God, and we come to worship you. And Lord, even though you're an awesome God that has created the whole universe, you're a God that cares about every detail of our life. And Lord, on this Sabbath, may we experience you. May you bless us. May you minister to our hearts. May you be here and just fill this place with your presence. God, bless the band today. And we just want to thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Just before we move into worship and song, I would like, we have a lot of graduates, as noticed on the list, I would like all of our graduates, whether it's eighth grade graduates or academy, I think we even have some little kindergartners that are grad. Can I have you stand if you're here? No, maybe they're in the back. Everybody's in the back, maybe. Do we have any that's not part of our school that are part of the high school? Anybody graduating our high school? We're just not. How about eighth graders? You're graduating, Josh. Praise the Lord. And Vicky and Ashley, thank you. So good to see you, and we just want to acknowledge you. We're so proud of you. We're praying that you will put God in the center of your heart and your life, every day of your life. And we're going to start with song. We're going to have the worship team come forward, and we are going to praise the Lord together, I think. Oh, baptism. Sorry. We have a baptism.
Am I on? Now I hear myself. Happy Sabbath. Can you see us there? We're going to be up on the screens in a minute, I think. Hey, there we are. So that was quite an introduction for baptism, wasn't it? Thank you, Lodi Academy. That was amazing. And this is Ashley Thomas. How many of you have met Ashley so far or seen her around? I've been talking about her for a while. She just had a bake sale a few weeks ago, fundraising for the Peru mission trip. But I first met Ashley, has it been 2 years? 2 years ago at the Tokay High Christian Club. And she started hanging out with this guy named Josh. Is Josh here? Can you stand up, Josh? He's a treasurer of the Tokay Christian Club. And he started bringing Ashley with him. And over the last 2 years, we've gotten to know each other and spent a lot of time at the club meetings there. And this last year at the Lodi Youth Rally, she came forward for the altar call Saturday night at the end of the program to give her heart to Jesus. Amen? And so we talked and we prayed together there, and she said she wanted to study for baptism. And so this is that day. We've been spending Sabbath afternoons together for a while, going over the distinctive beliefs of the Adventist Church, and we gave her a little book to read, I believe from somewhere in Josh's family, and it goes through, it's a young adult version of all the 28 fundamental beliefs, and she's read through that and completely understands everything and has decided to join this church. I want to read a little card that she's written about why she's decided to be baptized. It says, "Thank you for being here, first of all. I am so very glad to be baptized today. When I first began coming to English Oaks, I was in a Lutheran religious view because that is what I was raised as. I never really was interested or driven towards church until I began attending services here. Now, after taking classes with Pastor Scott and listening to all the pastors preach, I can't get enough of church." Amen? "I love hearing about God and learning more and more each time. Coming to church helps me redirect my life towards God and know how He wants me to live that life. Today really starts the long journey towards Christ, and I'm very excited to take that journey with Christ and friends and family in the church." Amen. Now, Ashley also has some family here today. I'd like to have her family and friends that are here stand up so we can see who you are. I know Mom is here and grandparents and some people, and then some other friends as well. Thank you very much. And the whole rest of the church family is out there to support you as well. And so let's have you can sit down, please. Thank you. I'd like to entertain a motion to accept Ashley into fellowship in the English Oaks Church, subject to her baptism. And a second. And everybody in favor, wave and say, "Welcome, Ashley." All right, this is your church family. And they are here to support you spiritually, and they support the church through tithes and offerings that help provide all the programs and spiritual things that we do. And they've already been participating in helping you raise money for the mission trip. And so that's an exciting thing. And she's also coming to Shasta with us, too, where we have a lot of great spiritual discussions. So it is an exciting day. And Ashley, go ahead and grab my arm there. It's my privilege to baptize you today. And since you have decided to follow Jesus with your entire life, your entire heart, I am baptizing you in the name of the Father, in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Congratulations. Will you pray with us? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, it is such a wonderful Sabbath day, such a great time to celebrate your goodness and your activity in our lives. I want to thank you for Ashley, and I just pray for the promise of Acts 2:38 that says you will pour out the Holy Spirit upon her and fill her. And Lord, I just pray that she will live a life filled with you and that she will continue to grow in you as she has been already. And Lord, if there are any people here who are considering baptism, Lord, I just pray that the Holy Spirit would touch their hearts and help them to make that step to publicly declare their love for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, church. Happy Sabbath. It's a wonderful privilege for Lodi Academy Band to be here today, during the conclusion of a wonderful year of performances and concerts around different churches. Right now, we want to continue worshiping our God, singing Lead On, O King Eternal. Please join us in the middle of the song. When I cue you, please stand up and sing with us this wonderful and majestic hymn.
Please remain standing for this. Please remain standing for the This Is the Day.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made.
Please be seated.
Our offering today goes for Northern California Conference Multicultural Ministries. And it occurred to me that Jesus was probably one of the first teachers of multicultural education, except for maybe Moses. And he came to this earth to show us through his life that he wanted to reach all people. He healed people that weren't Jews. He talked to the woman of the well at Samaria and said, "I am the living water." And he was trying to help us to get the picture that we should reach out to everyone. And then if you're in a small group, this week our study was on Cornelius and Peter. And I just love that story because Peter was up on the housetop praying. And as he was praying, he was out looking over all the countryside, Joppa, and he had a hungering to tell others, his countrymen, about Jesus when this big sheet came down from heaven. And what was in it? All kinds of four-legged animals and fish, not fish, but birds and serpents. And God was trying to give him the message that the gospel story goes to everyone. It's not just for a select group of people. And then I sat here and thought, we have a lot of people right in this church that are ministers of multicultural education. And all you have to do is look at the band. By the way, your music was fabulous. I'm proud of all of you. And we have teachers in this congregation, in the elementary school, in the academy, that every day work with children and young people, if you're in the academy, from all different countries. And giving the gospel message to all is what we're commissioned to do. And in our Bible study group, our women's Bible study group, Elsie Leary said, "Fine words never take the place of fine deeds." And when we give money for ministries, we are doing fine deeds. Would the ushers please stand? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for showing us the way by talking to everyone, even when the disciples didn't understand, that you wanted all of us to be in heaven someday. Please help this money to further that cause. Amen.
Thank you. I guess the story that we had in our small groups this week impressed several of us. Lois just mentioned it. And I saw a different aspect. Isn't it amazing how God times events in our lives? He told Cornelius to send to get Peter, told him where Peter was. He wasn't at his home. And as the servants and the soldier were traveling, then he notified Peter that it was okay, because Peter told them, my religion says I don't eat with you and I don't come in your house, but God has shown me that he wants to cleanse you just like he's cleansing everyone else. And as you look at your life, you may not always see those circumstances lining up, but you can know that God is working to bring you to where you need to be to do what he wants you to do at any particular time. I would like to invite all of us to stand so that those who wish to come down to the front to bring a petition or praise can do so as we sing the chorus.
Father, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify your name in all the earth. Glorify your name, glorify your name.
I invite you to kneel with me as we pray. Father in heaven, words cannot express how impressed we are with your power, with your creation, with your ability to save, and with your ability to recreate. We ask for forgiveness for the times where we decide that we need to do things our own way instead of the way you have directed us. We pray that we will grow from those experiences and learn to trust you more. We also thank you for your gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. And that you don't just leave us there, but that you continue to create by creating in us a new heart. And this heart comes with your principles inscribed on it. We love that because when that happens, then doing our will is just an extension of yours. And we know that that's something that we can take with us into eternity. We pray for those who have special prayer requests, those who have come down to the front with praises or requests. And we know that you know what those are and that you will bless. We pray for the leadership of our country, of our states, of our nation, and those of the world. There is so much irrationality that we see. But we know that you have placed them where they are and that your ultimate goal will be achieved. And that gives us confidence and courage and assurance to know that you're with us and that you have a hand in the timing and the plans that are made. We thank you for the schools that you have directed us to have and for the blessing that they are. We pray for our students as they perform today in worship to you. And we ask that you will continue to bless, and may we always value Christian education. And now we ask that you will come soon. Amen.
Good morning. It is good to be back home, and it's good to be seen because for the last four Sabbaths, we haven't been here. 4 weeks ago, the band and students from the academy, other faculty and parents that were helpful, were down at Paradise Valley in San Diego. And then the Sabbath after that, the band was out at Lockford at the church participating in worship. Last Sabbath, we were over at Fairmont sharing, and today, for me, I'm finally back home, and it's good to be here. We are in the busy time of school, as you can anticipate from that. And a week from tomorrow, we will graduate 21 seniors from Lodi Academy, and we are proud of them. We're proud of all of our students, and it's a joy to have the privilege of watching them day by day. Now, they really look good up here right now. During the week, they aren't dressed quite like this. They're on their best behavior today. But they are a joy to share life with, and it's good to be here with you. I'd invite you to bow your heads with me just for a short word of prayer. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Have you looked at the news lately? I don't know if you have a sense of it, just kind of a growing unease that goes around the world today. My parents actually got to the place where they quit watching the news. They said, all it is bad news. Sometimes I think about that when I watch, and I looked yesterday afternoon at CNN. Here are the top 10 items that people are looking at in the news yesterday. First, obviously, the Gulf Coast oil spill. We don't know what the repercussions of that are going to be. Will be weeks, months, probably years before things are taken care of because of complications from man's tampering with nature. Immigration. Big battles going on there about who should be allowed in the country and how we should find out whether they're here or not. So there's a lot of fighting going on, centered in Arizona right now. North Korea sank a South Korean ship not too long ago. Battles going on there. Thailand, they're having all sorts of battles back and forth. We watched the news this last week and saw some of the people there, the red shirts, being murdered, running for their lives in the middle of gunshots. And then Afghanistan, battles there, American soldiers dying, putting their life on the line to try and bring peace. And then we probably get maybe to the first reasonable thing, the Elena Kagan confirmation for the Supreme Court. But you can guess, there will be battles over that. People thinking she shouldn't be nominated and other people thinking she should. And then, of course, we get to the really important news. Did you know that Bret Michaels has a hole in his heart? And then beyond that, it's a good news, I guess, for some because Lindsay Lohan was not arrested. And finally, for all the sports people, because we don't want to leave anybody out, the ninth item of business that people were looking at on the news is LeBron James and whether he's going to leave Cleveland or not. And then to top it all off, number 10 was the Cannes Film Festival. So you look at the news today and see what's going on in our world, battles right and left, people at odds, people fighting, and there's just a growing unease in our world today. Don't know if you've noticed it, a lot of times we think as Christians, we're immune. We have God, we don't have problems, everything's fine. And then we realize that life has a way of kind of closing in around us, doesn't it? I battle when the stress is on, waking up about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I say to myself, now I need to get back to sleep. I really need my sleep. And then I start thinking about, well, we've got this we've got to take care of, and there's that problem, and I wonder what we're going to do about that. And I start working my way down, and then the next thing I know, my stomach turns into knots. And I'm wrestling with all those problems and saying, how in the world will we ever solve those things? And so I have learned that I am not immune to the stresses of our day. And I don't think any of us are. And to me, it's a sign that Jesus is coming back soon, and he cannot come too soon. All the battles we have, all the people problems, all the financial problems, all the family problems, all the world problems just become overwhelming. And I think as God withdraws his spirit from the earth, that's what we can see ahead. So the question is, what is our solution? How can we find a way to deal with the stresses of life? And then, as if to add insult to injury, yesterday I received a letter from the Trident Society for a $100 discount to my cremation. Thankfully, I don't think I'm going to sign up. I have better plans. But we have struggles all around us. There are things going on. And what happens when you wake up in the middle of the night? Or what happens if your stomach is in knots in the middle of the daytime with problems? Well, I found several things. The one thing I have found is the one constant in our life, the one constant in our world, and that is God. That he has promised he will never leave us nor forsake us. And so in the middle of the night, when I'm tempted to start going over all my problems and start worrying about everything, I have found that if I can go back to Scripture and start running that through my mind, that helps out. I want to share three of my favorite verses with you this morning. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4 says, he will keep us in perfect peace. I don't know what kind of peace you have, but perfect peace sounds pretty good to me. And God promises that he will keep us in perfect peace if our minds are stayed on him. So rather than staying my mind on the problem, I need to stay my mind and think about what God has in store and trust him. And he promises that he will give perfect peace. It's interesting in Matthew that Jesus gave a promise to all of us. You remember that in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, where he said, come unto me, all you who what? Labor and are what? Heavy laden. And if we come to him, he says, I will give you what? Rest. In the middle of the night, I need that rest. And to claim that and ask God for help with that makes a huge difference. And then my favorite of all times is Philippians chapter 4. And that one says, do not be anxious, Paul says, about anything. Now, I like that word. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, make your request by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Make your request to God, and then what does he promise? The peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, will guard your heart and mind. So in the middle of the night, I start going over those verses. And I think as we hide God's word in our hearts and minds, that will be the thing that gets us through the last days. My conviction, my growing conviction, is that as the last days are upon us, more and more people, if we don't have God to hang on to, are just going to flat out lose it. They're just going to lose it because life becomes so overwhelming. And I think there is one solution, and that one solution is to hang on to God no matter what. And by hanging on to him, we hide his word in our hearts. And the second thing beyond that is an interesting twist on it, and that is to tie it to music. There's something about music. I don't know if you've found this or not. There were songs that I sang back in cradle roll, I think, and kindergarten, and some of those other songs, and I'll be in the middle of a situation, and all of a sudden that song will start going through my head. And I say, thank you, God, that is just what I needed. And hymns, too. You know, we stand up and sing hymns every day, and we go through the words, and a lot of times we don't even have to open our hymnals because we know what the words are. But it's not until we find ourselves in the middle of it, in the middle of our problems, that all of a sudden we find out that those people who wrote the hymns wrote them because they were in the middle of problems, too. And all of a sudden, when we remember those hymns and the words and the melody comes back to us, we find the same strength that they found that caused them to write the song to begin with. And that becomes our strength. And when you think about it, what are the Psalms? David had problems, and he wrote songs. And Psalms are hymns. Songs are the songs of his day to help him get through difficult times. And we're going to hear some more from the band now, but I'd like to invite you, if you're struggling with anything, to turn to a great Bible chapter in the Psalms. David's one, Psalm 46. Just a couple of verses out of this. When you become overwhelmed and you're wrestling with what to do. Psalm 46, David said, God is our what? Refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way and the world falls apart, which we see all around us. Down to verse 10, be still and know that I'm God. So in the middle of the night, when I'm really churning on things, God says, just sit back and relax. Think about me. Trust in me. Know that I am bigger than your problems, and I have the solutions for everything you face. And pretty soon I'm going to get you out of this world, and we'll go to the place where we won't have any more problems. But in the meantime, to hang on to God, to learn God's scriptures so that we can hang on to him, and also to enjoy the music. Verse 11, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Songs, God's word, will get us through the last days until Jesus comes back. And my challenge to myself and to you is, in the middle of it all, hang on to God with his word and with music.
With its heartfelt poetry and moving melody, Be Thou My Vision beautifully expresses the desires of the Christian heart. Though its popularity rose only in the past 50 years or so, the hymn actually has a rich history dating back to the 8th century. Between the years of 400 and 700 AD, the Irish people lived out a passionate faith in Christ. Ireland took up the missionary endeavor with excitement, and the country became known for its all-absorbing efforts to share Christianity throughout the world. Irish missionaries were found from Scotland to Switzerland, spreading the good news wherever they went. Some scholars believe that the words to the hymn are the product of a man known simply as St. Patrick. Patrick was born in 373 AD along the banks of the River Clyde in what is now called Scotland. When he was 16, he was kidnapped by pirates and taken as a slave to Ireland. There, he gave his life to Jesus Christ. He eventually escaped, but he never forgot this experience, and when he was about 30 years old, he returned to his former captors with only one possession, the Latin Bible. History tells us that St. Patrick was the man most responsible for the good news of Christ coming to Ireland. As a result of his preaching, over 200 churches were established and 100,000 converts were baptized. Be Thou My Vision undoubtedly comes from this spiritually rich period. Its prominent theme encourages single-hearted focus and devotion to Christ. In the hymn lyrics, the poem expresses his adoration of God through the many titles he gives him: Vision, Wisdom, Word, Great Father, Power, Inheritance, High King of Heaven, Treasure, Bright Heaven's Son, Ruler of All. Today, we continue to sing the words of this hymn, echoing the poet's response to God's many titles: Thou my best thought, Thy presence my light.
Psalm 42 and 43. As the hart pants after the water brooks, so my soul pants after you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? O send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill, to your tabernacles. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my exceeding joy. Yea, on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why do you moan within me? Hope in God, for I will praise him, the salvation of my face and my God.
The next song, The Light Eternal, is based on the well-known hymn, God of Our Fathers. But it's inspired by what happened many years ago. It was February 3rd, 1943. And it was one of those cold, dark nights. It was a frigid, cold night in the North Atlantic. As the SS Dorchester was making its way with 904 soldiers on board over to Europe to go to war. And up in front of them, as they were making their way from Newfoundland to Greenland, they knew that they were going to go through what is known as Torpedo Alley. And about 150 miles from Greenland, they were hit by a torpedo. It was the middle of the night. It was dark, and chaos ensues on that ship. And testimonies tells what really happened, because they were telling how overfilled lifeboats were tipping over and how lifeboats with nobody on them were sailing away, and people were swimming and people were crying and they were praying and so on. But in the midst of all this chaos and panic, the story is told, this true story of four chaplains. These four men that gave a little bit of ray of hope, because there they were, these four men, and they were praying in English, Latin, and Hebrew. A Catholic priest, a Jewish rabbi, a Christian, a couple Christians, and there they were. And the story is told how they gave away, when they ran out of life jackets, they gave away the life jacket and gave to other soldiers that didn't have any. At the end, as the deck began to tilt, here are these four men praying, and the soldiers that were swimming away that survived this encounter was so inspired by this whole thing that this was all commemorated back in 1993. But this song, inspired by that story of men who were heroes that gave their life to other people. Listen to the song and be inspired.
Join us in the last part of the hymn, singing with us, God of Our Fathers. Praise God and thank you very much. It's been a long journey, a long year. We start early this year performing at Tracy Seventh-day Adventist Church in November. In December, we performed two full concerts in Fairmont and here at English Oak. February, we went to PUC to their Honor Band Festival. And March, we joined the Northern California Conference Choir Festival. More than 700 students singing together there at Fairmont Seventh-day Adventist Church. At the end of March also, we perform at Gold Seventh-day Adventist Church. Wonderful program in that church. April began with our spring concert there at Lodi Academy. And after that, we are being playing Sabbath by Sabbath without rest. At the end of April, we went to Stockton Central. Wonderful concert also with the brothers and sisters at Stockton Central Seventh-day Adventist Church. The following Sabbath, we were at Paradise Valley Seventh-day Adventist Church in San Diego, California. We performed together with the band of San Diego Academy. It was a wonderful experience too. We were just coming when we had to go now with Lodian Singers to Lockford Seventh-day Adventist Church last Sabbath in Fairmont, and here we are, finishing our year with you, praising God and giving glory for everything that He has done for us. We came to worship His name, but also to say thank you. Thank you to your leaders. Thank you, the pastor, for the support that you give to Lodi Academy. We cannot do it without you. We cannot do it without your support. And this is the result. This is what you see here is what you are creating with the hand that you're putting in Lodi Academy. In moments like this, when every single dollar is so important, we realize more how much is your gratitude to us, to Lodi Academy. Thank you very much, and praise God, and can God bless you tremendously for everything that you have done, for the support that you give to the students in our education. Thank you for believing in the Seventh-day Adventist education. But also, in the last concert, I cannot finish, even if it's a little bit late. I will ask you, please, a couple minutes before I extend also my gratitude to those who are not coming back again next year. You will see us. You will see us in Christmas concert again, and you will see us again performing and singing around. But there is a group of students that every year leave. This is how life, this is a wheel of life. They have to pursue new horizons, new goals, new perspective. But of course, they leave a little hole in our heart, and we are going to miss them. And I want to express my gratitude to them today. This senior class this year is a little bit different than the other three senior classes before, because we share some kind of specific feelings that are similar. When I came 4 years ago, I was a little bit concerned, normal concern that everybody has when they reach new places. 4 years ago, normal question, am I going to do right? Am I going to be accepted? And maybe the last question is, will I like it? And I think these three questions were not just in my mind 4 years ago. The seniors, they were freshmen at that time, and they were sharing the same question. I am pretty sure. They don't accept it, but I'm pretty sure they were thinking the same. Will I be accepted? Will I like it over there? Will I do right in the academy, passing from the elementary school? Meaning that we grew up together, now putting the roof here in Lodi Academy. That senior class, 4 years with me. The problem is, this is the first senior class 4 years with this music teacher. Whatever they do good, and whatever they don't do in music, is my full responsibility. But I want to say thank you to them. They're being a wonderful class. I want to start with those who are not in band, but in Lodian Singers. I hope they are about here. I saw Ariel Serra. Please, can you stand up? She's second sopranos in Lodian Singers. I want to say thank you to her. Also, Allison Keane. Allison Keane, please stand up. Remain stand, please. Also, Joseph Heisen. Are you around, Joseph? And now with us, please remain stand as soon as I name you, please. The seniors, those who are leaving, and I will not have them. I'm still thinking right now, how am I going to replace those voices and those instruments here? In the tuba, Jacob Ings. First trombone, Vincent Agu. First trumpet, second chair, Mark Adams. Please remain stand, remain stand, remain stand. First alto saxophone, Justine Galicinao. Bass clarinet and first tenor also in Lodian Singer, Jonathan Matiuska. First clarinet, Grace Kim. And first flute, pianist and concertmaster of the band, Hannah Leach. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's it. Thank you.
So inspiring, isn't it, to be here? Inspired. Just want to say thank you so much, Daniel, for what you do. So glad that you're a part of our church family and our community here, and you bring so much. And our academy, thank you for the beautiful music you've been doing. You guys can't wait to quit, can you? Just have a break. But you have blessed us today, and the music was absolutely beautiful. This is why we support our Christian school. That's why English Oaks and Fairmont, the other constituent churches, are so much a part of this school. We believe in Christian education, and we believe so much in our academy, and we want to say thank you as well for giving so much, for sacrificing that we can have this beautiful, wonderful school. And Daniel, we hope you're here forever. You just do so much. Let's give Daniel a hand. And he is such a humble guy. I know he gives all praise and glory to God, and we do that too, but we're just really grateful you're with us. That's a great job. Why don't we all stand and have a benediction and then be seated after that for the prelude as we go out today. Heavenly Father, our Father, thank you for being here with us, Lord, and for just ministering to our hearts, inspiring us through the great music today. It was so beautiful. It was so amazing to see our kids and what they do. And thank you for Daniel and his gifts and how much he gives to this and how much he sacrifices for you. Continue to bless him and his family. Bless our school. Bless our kids, the seniors, as they go on to new fields of life. And I just pray that you bless them as well. Lord, this is all for your glory, for your honor today. And so we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.